Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Bottom line is we've had a lot of really bad years, the Yankees in 2009 and the Giants in 2011. And then after that, it's been nothing. We haven't seen a championship since then. So I think that's another reason why I'm like, man, like, you don't know. Even with all these teams here, you have no idea what the hell is going to happen. And I think this Knicks season, too, because this is one of the first times ever, and I know there's a big debate around here at WFAN, did the Knicks blow it, or was it the injuries, or do you think it was a good season, not a good season? And going into the Pacers series, I was like, well, if they lose this series, then that's brutal. But
how did they lose?
Yeah, right.
Series?
They lost a million guys that got hurt. We understand. But that was one of the first times ever that you end a season and you're like, man, like, all right. It was still a lot of fun.
It was a great season.
And I'm happy with this team and looking forward to the future. Now, there's going to be other teams that we have high expectations for that are not going to meet it and we're going to be upset. But there's going to be other teams that exceed those expectations. And I've been so focused on that end result that I think that's what's made me a miserable sports fan. When I really, you always say this to me about the Vikings too, like, oh, they could be the team that's like 2-14, 2-15 every single year. They're not. They seem to be in the playoffs or in the mix. And I'm like, yeah, but they've never won.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
So then I hate them. But I really should be like enjoying some of those seasons when they were good.
A lot of it depends on how these seasons end. Now, last year for the Rangers, I told you, I came in here pissed. I didn't like it. I didn't like the way that they wilted to the Devils. They had a 2-0 lead and they end up losing the series and they're out. They fire the coach and supposedly this new coach comes in and he's going to have a new defensive perspective on things and he's going to be able to motivate the players. And they got two rounds farther than they did last year.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed every single minute of every single game, as excruciating as the loss was in game 6 down in Florida. I mean, the next morning I woke up and I was like, man, I really had a fun time watching them this year. And I can also say the same thing about the Knicks. I mean, like, I had basically been on the sideline as a Knicks fan for 20 years because of the disastrous decisions that have been made about the people who are running the organization and how they went about running the organization. Felt like they were building something under Donnie Walsh, and all of a sudden, boom, out of nowhere, the Carmelo trade happens when it didn't have to happen. He could have been signed in free agency the year, after that year was over. You didn't have to trade half the team to bring him here. And then that's when I was like, you know what? This is brutal. This is really stinking. And then they bring in Phil Jackson. You had the whole Isaiah Thomas thing. So finally they have some stability at the top of their organization. And even though I'm not happy about Leon Rose not being available more to the media to speak to his fans or the fans of the team, I do respect the way that he's gone about rebuilding this team. And he's put a collection of guys together that it's easy to root for. I mean, they play hard. They may not be top 10 players. Maybe Jalen Brunson is now. But they play hard. They play defense. And I like the coach. And so why wouldn't I enjoy the journey with them? And I feel bad for them because of the injuries that they sustained through the playoffs that ended up knocking them out of the playoffs. So I enjoy that part of it. And I think Yankee fans are in the midst of that. Right.
And that's exactly where I was going with it. So you hear BT and Sal all the time. Even one of the promos this morning when I was driving in, Yankees World Series or bust, World Series or bust. And listen, I understand that with Juan Soto here potentially for just the 1 year, that you got to capitalize on it as much as you can. But think about how well they are playing. And if you have that mentality of World Series or bust and the season means nothing unless they go to the World Series or win the World Series, then, like, think about what has gone on so far. You've got two guys with historic numbers in Soto and Judge together. Aaron Judge might have another one of these 60 home run seasons. They have the best record in baseball. They've got the L.A. Dodgers coming into town this weekend, which is going to be just absolutely awesome. And if people are going to that game that are going to be watching all those stars on the field, are they going to be thinking about, wow, you know, this is fun, but if they don't win the World Series, then this moment is going to be evaporated?
See, I don't know about that. So, but here's the thing. Let me take you back to 2007 when Craig and I first started on WFAN. That was the year the Mets, lost a 7-game lead with 17 to play.
Yep, with the Phillies.
All right,
so
that was a disaster. That was also the same year that Eli rose from the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
That was a year where initially when we first started, probably in October of that year, we were getting phone calls, fire Tom Coughlin, get rid of Eli Manning. He sucks. Get rid of this person. You know, Giant fans were livid back then. We all tend to forget that, but I remember living through it. And trying to defend Eli and saying he's a young man and you got to give him a chance. We can't just throw him off the field. I mean, you know, he does have DNA that tells you that he's going to be a success in some regard. And all of a sudden they go up to Buffalo late in the season. It's an ugly, ugly game. And Ahmad Bradshaw and the Antonio Pierce game where they beat the Buffalo Bills. And all of a sudden their season kind of turns around. And it was such an exciting time because it was so unexpected. Like, nobody expected the Giants to do what they did. No, mm-hmm. Nobody expected in the middle of the year for that Giant team specifically to go as far as they did and then to go on the road and win all these games on the road in as a wild card entry. And
well, yes, and that's the exception, not the rule.
Yeah,
obviously.
I know that, but it was amazing. I remember that, and I'm saying how lucky we were as a radio station and as we were as a radio pair that were just getting started to have kind of both of those things happen.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
After the Edmonton Oilers won the Western Conference Final, there was a video of an Edmonton Oilers fan, a female fan, that has flashed the crowd. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Yes. So it's went all over the place. Now,
she's quite amazing, actually.
Yeah. Right.
I have to say, I wonder if Stephen Waldron could show that.
No, I don't believe he can. All right. So, after further investigation, because didn't Edmonton end up winning on the road?
No, they won at home.
Oh, they won at home.
Yeah, I think that was from the previous home game.
Oh, the previous. So, that's what it was. So, it wasn't that particular game.
It wasn't game six. I believe it was game four.
Okay. All right. So it was game four that happened. So has anybody found her yet? Because she needs to capitalize on
this thing. Internet sleuths are out there.
Trying to figure this out?
I think they have. I saw her celebration.
Yeah.
And I appreciated it.
Of course.
Like any man would.
Yes. I mean, she needs to because, all right, she's comfortable with herself. She flashed everybody. There is nobody out there that seems to have an issue with this. She needs to come out and be like, listen, that is me. And she needs to make, this is her moment.
And by the way, looks to be, in the quick shot that you see her, a very attractive woman.
Yeah, so this is her Andy Warhol 15 minutes. This is it. And
it's like the woman on the airplane that snapped.
Tiffany Gomez.
Yes.
We now know her name. And she is now, she's a part of Barstool. She's tweeting out there. She's taking advantage of all that stuff. Now, she was not around for a couple of months. Then all of a sudden, I think, got like a PR crisis team together and now all of a sudden cleaned her stuff up. And
I follow
her on X. Like, right. I'm all about her.
I have to believe the Barstool guys are all over this Edmonton fan. They just got to go find her.
They got to go find her. Yes.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is Portnoy doing? Tasting pizza somewhere? Like,
no,
get on this.
No, he's back on the Davey Day Trader stuff. That's what he's been doing a lot of that.
I know he's following whatever Congress is investing in, he's investing in.
Yeah,
he knows that there's all this insider trading going on,
and also the kitty thing, whatever that guy is, Hello Kitty, Psycho Kitty, or something. There's some guy who's always all over the AMC stuff and all these other shorting these stocks and all this craziness.
Oh, yeah, they just fall in Congress. That's all you got to do.
So he's been all over that. But anyway, so yeah, I guarantee you when they find her, there's going to be interviews. She's going to be all over the place. She will be the face of the Stanley Cup Final chest of the Stanley Cup Final. Because she might be the most interesting thing that appeals to the masses about this particular Stanley Cup Final.
Think about this.
They got to have her come out and like drop the puck.
Think about this for a second. The Edmonton Oilers win. She gets the post Stanley Cup topless.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
how much would that be worth for her?
Priceless.